Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Apostle Valerie Burrell. I am grateful and thankful and excited. I'm excited, amen, because we have with us our special guest on this evening, Miss Tanya Lomax.
Hi, guys.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how God will bring people into your life, and you never know. You just never know when it'll happen. You never know how it's going to happen. But the one thing that I've learned in my journey is that I always have to be attentive. And I connected with Tanya by way of Princess Kimmy, her little sister. Amen.
Amen.
At her wedding. That's the first time I laid eyes on Tanya and instantly picked up, okay, there's something there. There's something there. And I give God praise that we were able to connect and able to have conversation. And I was like, okay. But we bless God. We bless God because that which he had revealed to me spoke to her, spoke to where she was, what she was enduring. And I believe that it strengthened her as well as strengthening me. So we are excited tonight to have you with us, Tanya, and for you to just be able to share as the Spirit leads concerning new beginnings and the ability to endure. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you for having me again, Val. I really appreciate it. It's a blessing to be here talking with you tonight.
Amen. Amen. We're excited to have you. So, Father, we thank you now. We commit this and commend this to you, that you, Holy Spirit, would have your way, that you would speak to and through us, that the listening audience would be blessed and empowered on tonight. We just ask that you would have your way. We thank you for it now and count it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, Tanya, of me. So what are we going to talk about? I shared with you what I sensed, and you were like, okay, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. I can do that. And we're talking about new beginnings, and we are talking about the ability to endure.
Yes.
A lot of times people don't experience their new because they can't get past whatever place they're in. They can't make it through. They get sort of stuck. We get there. And, you know, sometimes when we get
sure.
in a hard place or a challenging place, we would just rather stew in that instead of take the necessary steps to pull ourselves up out of that or even allow someone else to help us navigate or build a strategy to be free. But you've experienced some things. And so, you know, I want you to share. I want you to share as you're led. And we'll dialogue as the Spirit leads, okay?
Okay, we can do that. Also wanted to add on to what you just said. That is so very true. We do seem to get stuck and not always get to our new beginnings. But another reason we get stuck is because of comfortability. Comfortability,
mm-hmm.
even though the old isn't always maybe the best thing for you, is what you know. So we're going to always want to gravitate to what we know because that's, you know, everybody likes their comfort blanket, you know. And that was the case with me for a very long time. It's hard for me to tell where to start here in sharing because there's so much to the story. So I'm trying to get a good starting point with it. But I just know that, like you say, you and
okay,
I met
can I,
at...
Can... No, I'll go,
oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead and start. But mm-hmm. I want you to share regarding if you're able to, your relationship, your marriage, and how
of
new
course.
Beginnings happen.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So me and you met at Princess Kimmy's wedding. Shout out to Princess Kimberly. And you are also my oldest sister. You're my oldest sister,
yeah.
Angela's mentor. So, you know, you have a connection with my folk way before I met you. But like you said, when we
Amen.
Called, we already knew our energies met up. You know, as we hit the room, our energies hit the room. So it was over from there. And I feel very open with, you know, speaking to you in terms of everything going on with me. I'm pretty transparent in that way anyhow. So, but with me, new beginnings will begin with a failed marriage, I'll say. And I can laugh about it now because God is good and he has revealed many things through the transition. So that's always a wonderful thing. But, you know, long and short of it, you know, met a guy. He was great. And I always love to tell our beginning story. I met him at church, my church. And I was young and I was in the choir stand and he walked in the doors and I knew he was going to be mine. And it was so funny because the people, I was actually sitting in the choir loft and my friends all turned to me and looked at me when they saw him walk in because they knew my style. Like I'm very outgoing. So they're like, oh yeah, Tanya's going to talk to him. And so that's how we kind of met. After church, I spoke to him and I, you know, gave him my number. He was new here from New York. Just gotten here, and I was like, this is in the days of pagers. That shows my age, but this was in the day of pagers. So I just gave him my number, and he called me before we sat down to eat lunch for Sabbath that Saturday. So, you know, since then, it was just me and him. And we were young. I was 17 when we met. He was 19. Two different lifestyles, but still very much alike. So, you know, just fast forward, we had a child when I was 20, and that's been the best thing in my life ever since. Never could have expected that I even wanted that in my life, which is another talk show. But, yeah, so we had Trinity, my daughter, and, you know, we had a decent life. We were young. You know, we made mistakes. We did not actually – We didn't get married right away. We actually were together for many years. I want to say 18, 19 years before we even got married. We kind of wanted to know if we knew each other well enough, you know, had to give it that little bit of time to make sure. But, yeah, and we got married and, you know, we ended up moving away from my hometown because he got a new job and it was, you know, new beginnings right there. It ended up not working. He was working out of town. I want to say he was only home Friday through Monday. Through the rest of the week, he was working out of town. So that's hard on a new marriage, but that wasn't it. Infidelity came into the picture, that sort of thing. And it just came to a point where I grew up with both my parents. Of course, I always wanted this for my daughter, but it came to a point where, okay, my daughter is going to college, and what does Tanya want for herself? And I think even with the infidelity in the situation, I always felt like my ex-husband has always loved me. He's always loved me. The demons he fights, they're internal. So, you know, and I always made room for that. But at the same time, we can't just say, oh, I love you and have that be enough because you have to have the respect that goes along with that. And so I had to leave. And that was the bottom line. I had to leave. It was painful. I remember him even helping me pack my things to leave. And like as I'm moving on with my life, I remember we would both cry and we would hold each other, but it was still inevitable. It felt like at the time anyhow. So, you know, and it's hard because like I go back to what I said from the beginning, you get so comfortable. We had a whole life together. I started with him at 17. I'm now 39. We've only been divorced a year. So, you know, we spent a lifetime together. So that was hard to do. And I just really appreciate a really good friend of mine, my god sister, actually. I grew up with her. We've been friends since sixth grade. She had moved to Atlanta, Georgia, a couple of years before that. And she was like, you know what, come out here, start over. And so, you know, I bless God for her giving me the opportunity to come out and just, you know, kind of start my life over at that point. And here I am, a year later, divorced in Georgia, trying to make a life for myself. And I would just say it's not been the easiest thing, but the thing that I recognize in it is that it's been a necessary thing. It's been a necessary Amen. Thing. And, you know, I've learned many things about myself along the way. You know, I always say I just don't blame, you know, my ex-husband. Like, I'm not that type of person. I could sit here and play the blame game all day, but I wouldn't dare. I always like to look at, you know, what I do as well, because I think that's fair. I try to be fair in all things. And so, and, you know, it's not been easy, but it is necessary. And one thing that I do know for sure, I don't know everything. I don't know much. You know that, Val, many days. I don't know much. But what I do know is that God is a keeper. Like, even my worst times, and I promise on everything, even in my worst times, he has kept me. He has kept me, if that makes sense to you, Val.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely it does. And, yeah, I think that, you know, even as you're sharing about the move, you know, where you have been comfortable,
yes,
your safety net was there,
yep,
because you have family there,
yeah,
and to pick up and go to a new place, and I mean, it's good to have friends there, but it's something different.
Family.
To know that,
yeah,
you'd be like, oh, I had a day, let me go hang out with Kim, let me call Angela, let me go to my dad, let me, you know, all of that.
My
and
daughter,
now
like my daughter,
like,
is a big
exactly, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I
and
know
so,
you're telling
yeah,
me
the,
how, and just watching your daughter, how you all are mom and daughter, but, like, y'all are best friends.
Right, and that's such a hard line. Oh, my gosh. Like, I've tried to balance that line so much with her growing up, but now that she's an adult, I think that we've almost mastered that, but she is a friend. She's grown. I tell her all the time, you've grown into my friend as well, and that's one of the hardest parts. Like you said, is being away from her. My family too. I miss my sister so much. They're goofy. They're so cool. You know, I just miss that energy. I miss my mom being worrisome and wanting all my time. And you know, I miss that though, right? Who would ever thought I would have missed that? But I do. You know, it's like I crave that.
Mm-hmm.
I need that. And just like, yeah, that's been one of the biggest things for me. I want to say, probably, honestly, from where I came from, which is Virginia, to here to Georgia and Atlanta, financially, as far as the career and job opportunities are better. But it's, like you said, it's that family piece missing that hurts. That takes some getting
mm-hmm.
used to. And that's where I do the most leaning on God. And my daughter is so amazing because even when I am weak in that, she's strong. She's the one saying, Mom, we're going to see each other on holiday. Mom, I'm doing okay. I'm in school, but I'm good. So, I mean, she keeps me going. And so, and that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of the cycle of things. Because I feel like me and her father, we raised her in such a way to now that she can give that back to me, which I need right now, you know. So that's amazing to me. It's like come full circle. Like, because we gave her what she needed. Now she's able to give me what I need. And I just love it. And so it motivates me. It motivates me to move towards my every goal. You know, because the closer I get to my goals, the closer I am with my calling, what I'm actually supposed to be doing, then,
mm-hmm.
you know, me and my daughter, we can see each other more. You know, it'll get a little easier, which it has in time. It really has. You know, that sounds so cliche in time, but seriously, in time, it is getting a little bit easier, you know. And I feel probably because I am getting a little that much closer to my goals, it feels easier because of that as well. Because once I hit my goals, I'm bringing my baby out here with me. So I already told
Amen.
Him I'm going to pack this stuff for you. You're coming out to the A with me, you know. So, yeah, that's what it's about to me. But the thing is endurance, like you said, not giving up in the process. I think I shared with you, when I first came in here, I probably cried every day for 2 months. That's a lot of crying, right? That's a lot of tears.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, and it's amazing that I no longer get up in that state anymore. You know, I don't even know. It's like hard to pinpoint what happened to stop that. But more and more as I leaned into, I guess, God's comfort, you know, it's like your family's not here, but God was telling me, but I'm always here. And so I had to lean on that and I had to believe that and I had to know that for myself. And I think, just with time, that just it made all things better.
Amen.
So
amen.
The
amen.
Thing is, even when it's tough, you know, you can't give up. You know, you can't give up because you never know what's around the corner. We know a couple of people that, you know, they don't make it. You know, people are committing suicide left and right, children, famous people just left and right because they think they're not going to make it, you know. But there is hope, and you would never know unless you keep trying and you keep believing, you know. And that's my whole deal with life, like never give up no matter how bad it looks, even if you don't have the answers. I rarely have the answers. I'm quick to say that I rarely have the answers. I go to God. I let him do what he does, you know.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. And you know, it's very, very rare that most of us have all the answers. Well, none of us really have all the answers all the time. And we do have to depend on God for guidance and understanding and clarity. And, you know, I was just having a conversation with a young lady who was sharing with me about how someone felt that, you know, life just got more challenging for one of her friends as they grew closer to God. And, you know,
and
they were
might.
Like, well, you know, yeah, you know, the more I do, the more I do for God, it seemed like the harder things get. And, you know, and I reminded them that many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Come on.
But God. But God.
But
God.
You
better
say it, man.
Out of them all. And so,
yes.
You know, when we're faced with situations and we're faced with opportunities, and it's time that we have to close a door or turn the page to a new chapter, and we're saying, God, what am I going to do? Oh, God, I don't have this safety netted. Oh, God, I don't have this person in my pocket anymore. And oh, God, I can't make this quick run and pick up what I need anymore. And oh, God, what if I'm not received at this new place? And God, God, we just keep going on and on with these questions and posing these scenarios to him as though he doesn't know, because the word of God tells us that he knows our end before our beginning. And here we are.
Exactly.
Saying, God. And it's like he's looking at us like, really, where is your faith?
Exactly. I say the same thing.
Sweetie.
We say we're him about what he already know. You already know. Why do you keep bothering about that for?
Yeah, like
what we need to do is get quiet.
That's true. That's truth right there. I was sharing with our the people that are in our core group and I studied that, you know, I'm off now, bless God, until the beginning of 2019. I'm off. You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying, God, what am I doing? And he said, Valerie, I just need you to be quiet. I need you to listen.
Right.
I need to, you know, I need to enlighten some things, and I need to share some things, and I need you to, because, you know, I thank God that I've been able to, in my journey, help people. I thank God for that. I don't take it for granted, because I'm still learning, and I'm still growing, and I'm still evolving.
Amen.
I know that I am, but as I have been able to empower people to see themselves differently and to get closer to what it is that God has called them to, I'm so grateful. It excites me. But there's still some areas in my life. Yeah. There's still some areas in my life where I still have some things that I got to endure. Ooh, Lord, help me today. Help me today.
But you know what?
That Valerie has to endure.
Right. But see, that's gonna be into the end of the road. We're gonna be enduring one thing or another until the end of the road, and that's okay. And I think that's what we need to do. We need to get okay for that. We need to understand that and be okay with that. You know, it's gonna take us having to endure some things, because if not, why would we need God? You know, so he's always gonna be a force there. So yeah, we're gonna be enduring to the end of time. You know, but as long as we know, who we belong to, you know what I'm saying? That makes the difference. Now, it's hard when you don't. And I talk with my sisters all the time. Like, I feel bad. And to my daughter, I feel bad for people that don't know God. Because what else do you go to? And that's why they don't have anything but suicide and just negativity and those things. Because if I didn't know God, I can't imagine what state of mind I'd be in. I can't imagine. Mm-hmm. I don't want to imagine because it's hard knowing God, because it's hard putting myself aside enough to trust that not only can I take my burdens to him, but I can leave them with him and take my hands off. You know, that's hard knowing in itself. But what if you don't even know a person that you can take that to? That burdens my heart. So my thing in life is just letting people see God through me. And I don't mean through, like, I'm no preacher. I say that all the time. I'll give that hat to you all day, Val. I'm no preacher, but I do want you to see God through me. I want you to see it through my energy. I want you to see it through my honesty. I want you to see. And if I can make people that may never, ever see a church or God see God through that, then I'm doing my job. You know, I'm doing my job. I'm doing part of it anyhow. So,
amen.
You know,
amen.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, you said it. We are going to endure something throughout this journey. Something else will be revealed tomorrow, and then something else will be revealed the next day. Something else will be revealed next week and next month and next year. There's always going to be something as God continues to process us. And there are people who have the hardest time with, I just got over this. Now this? Yeah, now this.
Oh,
and they get
my
over
goodness.
That, and then they feel like, oh, I just got over this. And it seems like every time I turn around, it's something. And, you know, when I see people even post that on Facebook, I want to delete them as my friends. Because most of the time, these are people in leadership in the church. You know what I'm saying? And they go up and thing, it's another. And I'm like, I don't care how many things you go through. Where is your faith? Why are you on
and
your complaining? And, girl, I just be deleting people. When I see stupid stuff, I just delete them.
But you say you can't even have that energy coming through your eyeballs at all.
I can't even have you on my page. You can't even... I can't even let you spit that to other people on my page.
Pass
by you and be like, oh, we got that friend in common. Let me see what she said today. And she said, that one thing is another. No, delete.
But
you
know what? It's hard. It's hard to not complain. That's what we have to learn through, honestly. And that's one of those lessons over time, you know? Like, you can't always, like, just go to your friends even. Sometimes you just need to go, and I do it often. I skip all friends, all prayer warriors, and just go straight to the throne because, you know, I'm not, you know, because first of all, I don't want to put my bad vibes out there. Like you said, I hate that. That's one thing that I will say about me. I don't like putting my bad energy off on anyone else. That's unfair to people, you know. So sometimes you just got to not go and write what you're thinking. You can't go to all your friends and cloud their happy energy. Sometimes you just got to work that out with God. Just you and God in the closet, in your quiet time. Just go on and work that out until you get right. And
amen.
Then when you know how to talk right, come on out look, and give your praise report, you know. But it is hard because life is continually, it appears like it is throwing stuff at us at all times, you know, and I definitely get that. But it's all in how we're handling it and how we're processing it. And no, it's not fun. But I think we need to understand, especially people of God, man, everybody honestly needs to understand that life is not going to always be fun. Every day is not going to be rainbows and sunshine. That sounds bad, but it's the truth, and that's reality. And I think once you can embrace the reality of life, you can manage life better. You can endure better when you embrace the reality of life, you know.
Yeah, and I think too, well, no, I don't think too. Holy Spirit, thank you, fixing my words. When we really start to understand the kingdom of God and what the kingdom of God represents and what the kingdom of God has in store for us, that will also help us in the areas of being complainers, acting as though we don't have faith. When we truly understand what God wants to do for us and through us in establishing his kingdom here on earth, things just change. Our mindset changes, our conversation changes, our interactions change. Our outlook on life is changed because we understand that so much more than what it is that we are currently looking at. There's so much more than
exactly.
what we're currently feeling. There's so
yes.
much more, but we can never get to that new beginning because
mm-hmm.
we don't, in that moment, thinking, oh, woe is me, I won't get
yeah.
past that. Let me
yeah.
say this to you. The Word of God says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes. Yes. There you go. There you go. It has to start there. And understand that the devil doesn't want your job, your spouse, your relationship. He can't like, you know, what he wants to do is irritate you. Because when he irritates you, you're out of purpose. You're out of, as I say, you're out of pocket, if I may. You're messed up. And so that's
mm-hmm.
the thing. That's the thing with the noise. And that's why I go back to sometimes we just have to get quiet. And you know, I have to slap myself back to quiet plenty of times, honestly. Because, you know, it's in our nature to get emotional. You know, it's our nature for us to,
yeah.
well, I know it's in my nature. Let me not speak for everyone, but it's in my nature. For me to just, you know, I get lit real quick. It don't take much to get me hyped. So, you know, I have to constantly, wait a minute now. Like, and I just see God laughing at me all the time in that fatherly way, just shaking his head because he just knows my heart, but he knows how I'm going to react too. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the devil just, he doesn't care about any of that stuff that's stressing us. But if he can get us out of pocket and if he can get us worried, and sick over that, then we're out of our purpose, and that's his whole goal. So we have to not be fooled by that, you know, by the noise. I say you can't be fooled with it. It's totally natural for fear to come. You know, that's all of us. None of us are superhuman,
yeah.
but we can't let it take over. We can't sit in it. I even say, you know, it's not bad to even feel it for a while, but you got to come up out of that. And that's the
yeah,
thing about it. You got to come up out of that. That's right. You know. So
yeah. Yeah, yeah. I got to deliver some more, but for our Seeking Truth group, it's starting in January. We're going to be studying from one of our friends, Apostle Rodney Vini's book, Wise Master Builders Mastery Course, Kingdom Systems Training. And I was just flipping through it as you were speaking, and, you know, we're talking about new beginnings, and a lot of times when we're going into new, and even as, you know, many people are talking about the newness because we're at the year, a year end, a new year coming in, and people are talking about new this, new that, new season, new shift. And one thing that Apostle Vini wrote in his book, it says natural or physical manifestations follow and is a result of our spiritual position and condition, and it goes on to say some more things, but
that's good.
That right there,
that's
because
good.
We're talking about endurance and we're talking about new beginnings. Manifestations follow as a result of our spiritual position and condition, and so if we're positioned in the mindset of lack, if we're positioned and conditioned in the mindset of depression, if we're positioned and conditioned in the mindset of lack, then what exact manifestation are you expecting to take place? And that's why you question, why should I endure? It's because your mindset, your spiritual condition and mindset is in place for nothing to happen.
Mhm. Right. You lost your expectation of something good.
Yeah.
So that's just sad. That's just sad because I just think of I know a lot of people like that, and I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to fight back to get back to the expectation, knowing not that I could do anything, but knowing who God was and who He's always been in my life. I've known God all my life. You know, I grew up in the church. Shout out to Calvary Seventh-day Adventists. They took care of me and fed my soul for years. But seriously,
Amen.
Like I grew
Amen.
Up in the church. I did, you know, and so I've known God for a long time. I often say when I got a little older, I got a closer relationship on my own. But I mean, it's necessary. It's like you have to know who God is. That's how you get through these things. That's how you get to endure. And you know who God is by the last thing you went through that He delivered you from. You have to go back and check the reference. You know what I'm saying? You knew you couldn't handle the last thing, but what did he do? He made a way. It's so many things that I look back that, how am I going to do this? I didn't have a plan. But guess what? I wasn't supposed to. I was supposed to let God be who he is, and I was supposed to be obedient. And see, you got to learn that sometimes. And it's, it's kind of hard to tell sometimes. You can get kind of confused, but that's the whole thing about putting the word in yourself and knowing the word for yourself, having it in your heart, and being open and quiet enough to hear the wisdom of God, because then he directs you when you are confused in ways like that, you know. But, I mean, it's necessary. Like I said earlier, I don't know how people do it without knowing God. That's a sad thing to me. That's a sad thing. There really is not a hope, you know. So
yeah,
you got to endure. You got to not be fooled by the devil's tricks. You got to know who God is, and then you got to know who you are in God. And it's nothing because of, oh, my gosh, people think it's, oh, if I go to church all the time, if I do this and that. I mean, I come from a very strict religion where they were very realistic, I'll say, you know. And in some ways, those things helped me because it kept me from, I refused to do many things earlier on because I was not going to hell behind doing that, you know. But even as I grew older and said, okay, that's not, God's not really like that, but he does love me. He does love me. And I think that makes me want to cleave to him even more, not because of the rules, but because he loves me and he doesn't have to. He loves me and I don't deserve it. I don't deserve that. Not that type of love. Why? You know? But he gives it to us anyway, regardless.
But please know that he loves us intentionally. So we are deserving, and we have been taught that we're not deserving of his love. But we are, because that's why he sent his son, because he loves us the way that he does.
You're right. But that's so amazing. Like, who does that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, when you're looking through your human eyes, it's just so amazing that, like, even though, you know, all these faults, and it's like, I'm not even concerned about that. I sent my son to die for you a long time ago. That's taken care of. That's just, like, it blows my mind. And that's what makes me know that I can endure personally. That's how I endure every day personally, is just knowing that somebody has that type of love for me. You can't do anything but respect that and love it back and do your best.
Right. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. We have several callers on the line on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Great leaders on the line. If you have a question or a comment, we've got about 10 minutes left. You can press 1, and I can bring you live. Any questions or comments, please press 1, and I'll bring you live. Amen. Your sister Angela's here. Minister Angela's
here.
Hey, Angela.
Thank you guys for supporting. Love you guys. Kim, I know you're here too.
Amen. Amen. So we just bless God. We bless God. I thank him. I thank him because we're sharing about new beginnings. There's new beginnings taking place in your life. We ain't even talked about it, but I know that there are new beginnings taking place in your life.
Yes, ma'am. All over the place. but guess what? Guess what? I'm holding on to a can. That's it.
Amen. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to continue to trust God. Last week, our Seeking Truth conversation was about breakthrough. We talked about, we had the equation, faith plus obedience times action equals breakthrough. And some of them wanted to multiply faith and obedience and then add action. But whatever, however you put those three together, the Holy Spirit had shared that if you want a breakthrough, if you want to be able to endure, if you want to get to that new beginning, you have to have faith. The Word of God says if we could have faith the size of the grain of a mustard, if we could just operate in that much faith. And then, you know, the Word of God tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. So as many times as you tried to do it on your own and it didn't work, he says, look, if you could just do it the way that I gave it to you, just be patient and wait. Be patient and wait. Patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Just be patient and wait it out.
Yes.
And see if I will do it exceedingly abundantly above anything you've ever asked or thought of. Breakthrough in the end, because you just waited on God.
That makes my soul excited even to hear that. It does. Because I know it's true. And I laugh because oftentimes I come just like that. I say, God, I don't have nothing but a mustard seed now. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Yeah,
I got a mustard seed. That's all I got, you know. And guess what he does? He does it for me anyhow. And I just love him for it. I love him for it. I love him for. Amen. I always say I thank God for letting me see him. He always shows me him some way through somebody, just something small. And I say, okay, I see God. I see you, and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that he's here.
Amen.
I know that he's here.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 Wow. Wow. Wow.
So, yeah, man, that's just the biggest thing for people, man. It's not... You can't go off of what you see. I'm telling you, if I went off of what I see half the time, it's going to be no bueno. It's no good. It's no good, you know. But that's the trick. That's the trick of the devil. That's why you have to know better, man. That's why, first of all, know your word for yourself. You know your word for yourself,
Amen.
First of
Amen.
All.
And then
invite God to come in just on a personal level. I don't care. Like I said, I grew up in a church from the cradle to I was in that church, you know what I'm saying? That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But know God for yourself, even outside of those church walls. I'm talking about in your car praising by yourself, people looking at you
Amen.
Crazy, you know, like in your room late at night, just whatever, just know
driving
God.
Driving down the road in your car.
Honey, I done forgot where I was at. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
But
Amen.
He's so merciful, and he's just so cool, and I just really wish people knew that. People are like, it's funny how you talk about God, because I see him as a person. He's really my dad. Like, he's my father. So he is cool.
Yeah.
He thinks
Amen.
I'm crazy, but he works with me, and he loves me, and he molds me. And I'm still, you know, I'm still, like you said, I'm facing new things all the time. I'm in a whole other period of my life. I am. But, you know, I'm getting to the place, and I'm a person, let me just say that I hated change. I detested change, and it just makes my skin crawl. But it's like God pulled me out of that. He had to pull me out of that. So I feel like, you know, maybe he took me away from everybody and everything comfortable, so he can get me to that place of where I need to be. So, you know, whatever he needs to do, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. Wow. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lady.
Oh, you're
Tanya,
welcome.
For coming on tonight. And sharing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There's a lot more in you. Whenever you want to come back.
Yeah. Oh, whenever you have me. Whenever you have me, sweetie. I told you, whatever you need me, I'm here to talk. That's one thing I can do. So
Amen.
Whatever you need, you
Amen.
Know.
Amen. 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 We thank God for that. We do. We thank God. We thank God for relationships that he's continuing to build and to cultivate. And I'm grateful for those who are part of my reality revealed as we continue to get clarity on this life journey. Amen. As God continues to reveal to us and get our attention on some things that we had sort of swept under the rug or pushed in the closet, and he making us go get that stuff out and deal with it. Whew, bless the name of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Yes.
But in all of that, we are going to endure because we want those new beginnings. We want those next things that God has in store for us. And my listening audience, I want to encourage you. As Tanya said, you know, in your relationship with Christ, It's good to have a relationship mm-hmm. with people. It's good to have your circle of influence. It's good to have a church family and a church mama and a church. It's good to have all of those things. But have a relationship with a father. Have a relationship with his son, your big brother. And have a relationship with the Holy Spirit who will guide you in all truth so that you won't miss opportunities because you were stuck. Allow those relationships to open you up to new truth and to better understanding and to reveal to you the strategies you need in order to get to your next thing in God, because he wants to do it for us. He said, you've been enduring, you've been complaining a little bit, and I understand,
right,
you know, continue to work on it. Endure as a good soldier, you know. If he already knows what he has in store for you and he knows your end, don't you think he knows where you're at and what you're going through right now? And he's just trying to say, well, you know what? I can't give you this next thing because the next thing might be a little bit, it might cause for a little bit more persecution. But if you can't handle what you got right now, I don't know if I can give you that yet.
He got to trust you with it all, you know? He got to trust you with it all.
He got to trust you. You got to be able to trust
true.
You. So,
definitely. And I just, I really just, I want to say that, like, even with my walk now and, like, how I've discussed with you, you know, I felt like I've lost that. You know, I was in a position where I didn't have to work. My husband was working and, you know, we had a nice place, you know, cars, whatever. And I felt like I was, you know, starting over again. And at first I shared how heavy that was, but even now in the place I'm at now, God is revealing that I haven't lost anything. Even my relationship with my ex is better. And people are like, how is that?
Amen.
It's because, like, our eyes are open, though. And God, when I say can do
Amen.
Anything, let me be clear out there. You can't change anybody. Only God can. You
Amen.
Know what I'm saying? Only God
Amen.
Can. Let me be very clear. God can. And I've seen him do that. And I just know that if I had taken a nastier course to my departure from my marriage or whatever the case is, or did what I could have done just because I could have done it, I didn't take that road because, you know, I wasn't, that's not who I am. And because of that, now I tell you what, if I have any issues, my ex is the first there to help me. So it grew our relationship even out of that. So, you know, I just bless God for that too. I just wanted to add that as well.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Tanya, thank you. Listeners, thank you. For those who called in and for those who are on the web, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I am certain that this conversation has been as empowering as it has been for Tanya and I, as we both realize that there are some new beginnings that are on the brink, and what God wants, Holy Spirit wants for us is to be able to endure whatever comes your way. Be able to endure as a good soldier. Have faith in God. Obey what he's speaking to you, and know that your breakthrough will happen. It will happen. It will happen. Listeners, I want you all to, if you have prayer requests, we have intercessory prayer Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock a.m. You can email your prayer request to empower_yourself@yahoo.com. You can find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, and inbox your prayer request. We will intercede on your behalf. Seeking Truth each Wednesday at 8 o'clock p.m. If you're interested in joining us, send me a message on Facebook, and I'll give you the dial-in information. As always, we are lovers of God and lovers of God's men and women, his children, amen. And we encourage everyone every day, do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else, because we all have to realize that
amen.
We indeed are the key to our own empowerment. So we say we love you again, Kim. Thank you so much. We love you for your time and for what you've shared on tonight. Listeners, we thank you. We love you all so much. And we say God bless. Until next week, be empowered. Good night.
Amen. God bless.